Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Photographer David Arnold has traveled the world photographing some of nature's most dramatic creations, from the Matterhorn in the Swiss Alps to massive coral reefs in the Caribbean. He specifically picked locations that had been photographed decades earlier.
And when Arnold found them, he found them rendered almost unrecognizable and in some cases destroyed by climate change. His work is part of the Double Exposure Project, a photographic diary of the climate crisis. And David Arnold is giving a talk about his work at the New England Aquarium tonight, but he joins us now. David Arnold, welcome to Radio Boston.
Nice to be here.
So we've been looking at your photographs all day today, and they are truly both dramatic and disturbing, to be honest. And I've got some of them in front of me here. And let's talk about the first set. It's this set of photographs of a specific glacier, the Shoup Glacier in Alaska. And the first one was shot in 1938 by Bradford Washburn, the founder of the Museum of Science.
That's right.
Tell us what we see in this 38 photograph.
These were photographs that were part of an exhibit that was touring the country. It started in 2008, put together with Gabriella Romanow of Cambridge and also the Museum of Science. The Shoup was probably one of the more dramatic. It is, for people who can't see it, it is a very large dogleg turn that the glacier takes up in Alaska, quite near Cordova. And when Brad Washburn shot this in 1938, you can figure this out from looking at old maps, the glacier extended 5 miles farther. When I shot it in 2006, same altitude, same angles, it had retreated all the way to the dogleg turn.
So it had retreated 5 miles?
Yeah, yeah. But it's also, you can't tell when you're, all of my photographs for the glaciers were aerials. You can't tell the depth has changed. The depth has changed almost, in this particular glacier, about 500 feet. It's gotten thinner. What you see when you look at the photographs of these retreating glaciers is just how much they have backed up.
Mm. Well, listeners, you can actually see some of David Arnold's photographs, in particular a pair we're going to talk about in just a moment, at radioboston.org, so I encourage you to check them out. But what's remarkable to me here in these glacier photographs is that we have a period of almost 70 years, so yeah, quite a bit of time. When you then shift to looking at your series on coral reefs, well, before I give it away too much, it's a shorter period of time, but equally dramatic change. Tell me what we're seeing in this 1995 photograph in the waters off St. Croix.
Well, I'm going to back up a little and be unfair to you.
Okay.
The reason that you don't see earlier photographs underwater is the technology was so poor that you just couldn't take pictures when they were truly in their bloom. And the reefs began to fall apart in the late 60s, early 70s. So having said that, and I think it's a very fair underestimation of just how things have changed. In the 1995 shot by John Brooks of the National Park Service, there is a very large elkhorn coral that probably stood, and its remnants still stand, probably 6 feet high. Just a gigantic panoply of orange.
Yeah, it's bursting with color in the photograph, and especially dramatic against the liquid blue of the ocean as well.
Yeah.
And then in 2011, when you shot the photo?
In 2011, same spot, same background. It's just bones. It really reminds me of really a burnt-out forest. And in fact, this is in St. Croix, American Virgin Islands. In fact, the whole area just looks like a forest fire went through there.
It's a dead reef.
There is this dead reef. They remind me of weathered bones that are all gray.
Hmm. And take your point about how the fact that the 95 picture doesn't really accurately represent the reef at its height, but even the difference between 1995 and 2011 is so dramatic. I mean, ocean acidification due to climate change has been very, very swift in the past decade or so.
It has, but I have to throw a little caveat in there. The demise of coral reefs is, in fact, as one person puts it, really death by a thousand cuts. Mm-hmm. You've got local pressures that are killing the reefs, and about 40% of them are dead or dying
already
worldwide. And then you have a second tier of pressure, which is the global, which is the heat impacts. They're called bleaching events. But you get a great increase in the number of these bleaching events, and you also get acidification. Mm. And I'd be happy. Acidification is human fingerprints are all over the demise of corals. And the problem with burning fossil fuels is that 30 to 40% of the carbon dioxide that comes out of the tailpipe goes right into the oceans, mm-hmm. and that acidifies the ocean. And if you want to see what happens, just the coral is an animal that has a calcium carbonate shell. That's what they live in. They build these little things every year as they grow bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's what you see with the hard corals. As the water becomes more acid, that attacks the calcium carbonate shell. And if you want to see it, just peel an egg, put the eggshell in some vinegar. It'll disappear.
Mm-hmm. Seeing these photographs side by side is quite a jarring experience. And I wanted to ask you how other people react when they see them, because one of the great critiques about how people are or aren't thinking about climate change is that it may happen rather invisibly to most people on a day-to-day basis. So when you've shown these side-by-side images, what have people said?
It's amusing, and actually, earlier today, I was... Somebody could say, well, glaciers, retreating glaciers, maybe that's the interglacial period, which we won't go there. But when you look at the corals, you really... It's a real impact, and let me try to be more articulate about that. The coral is an animal, and to realize that we are killing animals is very different than sitting in an airplane 3 miles above a glacier and looking at it. And the comparison, the pictures say it all. And man, if you don't get it looking at the pictures, there is nothing I can say that is going to make this issue more significant.
I wonder if, we've just got about a minute or so to go here, I wonder if as a photographer, do you feel that you're now a historian to a certain degree because you're taking pictures of environments that have either disappeared or are disappearing now?
That's a great question. No, credit goes to the benchmark photographers, and that would be Bradford Washburn for the glaciers. These glaciers are probably, if we don't clean up our ways, these glaciers will be gone, and this will be a record of what we had.
And about those coral reefs, since they're 60% tragically, but still 60% remaining.
Yeah, and there is, science makes it very clear. We can solve this. Science makes it clear. It's the political will to move on it.
Well, David Arnold is a Boston-based photographer. His work is part of the Double Exposure Project, a photographic diary of the climate crisis. And he is giving a talk about his work at the New England Aquarium tonight. You can see some of his pictures and find out much more information about his talk at radioboston.org. David Arnold, thank you so much for coming in today.
Pleasure to be here.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.